Hi, my name is Janine, and we're here at the Wildlife Learning Center.
Janine, we were just looking at the sloth, and you were telling us some interesting facts about it. Could you?
Yeah, so Lola, she's a sloth. She's like a very slow animal. Really everything about her is slow. She sleeps around 20 hours a day, and when she's active, those like 4 hours, it's mostly during the nighttime. She likes to eat plants and twigs and leaves and fruits, and her metabolism is so slow that she actually uses the restroom only once a week. So in the wild, they'll leave their tree and they'll walk to another tree and they'll use the restroom over there and then they'll go back to their tree. But that's for a reason. So they don't want predators to know the exact tree they're living in. So that's why she'll go somewhere else. So now it's kind of like a defense maybe. Yeah. So,
smart.
Mm-hmm. So their main, since they're so slow, they're not very good at kind of like fighting off other animals. So their main thing is camouflage. And so that's why they'll kind of just hang in trees, and they'll look like a termite's nest or just part of the trunk. So that's how they kind of have lived on after even being so slow. They also have a symbiotic relationship with algae, which means that algae grows on their hair. And a symbiotic means that they both benefit from it. So the algae has a place to grow, and the sloth benefits from it because she is able to get more camouflage. So looking green kind of is... hides her better. So, yeah.
I noticed you have a scratch on your face.
Oh.
Is it one of the hazards of hanging around here with all these wonderful animals?
I guess some of the times they can get a little bit uncomfortable, but it was just a bunny that was kind of like not ready, but it's fine. Yeah.
Have you seen the movie Zootopia?
Yeah, we went with the whole Wildlife Learning Center crew went. And we kind of like all saw it together, and we really feel that they did a really good job at portraying like their personalities and the characters, and that probably came from them coming and studying them and seeing exactly how they like behave. So.
How long have you been working with the animals here or anywhere?
Yeah, I haven't been working at the Wildlife Learning Center too long, maybe a month or two, but I really gained. I really like it because I really get to, they want you to build a connection with these animals since you're going to be handling them, and this is their forever home. They want them to be as comfortable as they can with whoever they're working with, so it's really fun.
When sloths and bunnies get together, how do they get along like in the movie?
I don't know if sloths and bunnies will ever get together just because they live in two different kind of ecosystems. Mm-hmm. Sloths are more in the rainforest, and bunnies kind of live anywhere, but not maybe really rainforest. So
would they frustrate? Would bunnies be frustrated by the sloths?
I'm pretty sure you'd be very frustrated just because the sloth would want to sleep all day, and you probably want to like hop around all over the place.
And are foxes con men? You think if they were real?
Are foxes what?
Do you think they'd be con artists? Like, you know,
selling
recycled ice cream to people and stuff?
I don't think they would be con artists. The foxes we have here are very sweet, so, and they like to play. I mean, they are maybe, some are more mysterious than others, but I don't think maybe con artists.
So they're misunderstood is what you're saying.
They're misunderstood.
Yeah, maybe they're misunderstood. Yeah.
So, you have any favorite animal that you like to handle
around here? Here I really like working with the porcupines just because they have such like strong personalities. They're just very silly. I also really like Zeus, an owl that we have here, who is actually blind just because of an accident that he had while he lived in the wild, but his eyes are pretty amazing. That it looks like you can see like the stars in there, so I really like him as well. He's very tiny for an owl too, so.
What's a misconception about a predator animal that you could think about that maybe people think about a predator a certain way, but they're really different as you work with them? Like a misconception that, you know, because these animals aren't really as bad as some may think.
Yeah, so predator animals, being a predator means that you eat other animals. And I think you just really have to understand that if this animal doesn't eat another animal, then he's going to die because he needs to eat something. And it's just what his body needs. So you can't really fault them for that.
Yeah. That's why it's called the wild.
Yep, exactly.
Well, thank you so much.
Oh, no problem. You're welcome.
Enjoy.